第一节。
Psalm 8 verse 1。
说，主，我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Verse 1, Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens.
这是大卫作的诗。
This is a psalm written by David.
他说神将他的荣耀彰显于天。
And he wrote that God had set his glory above the heavens.
因为天就是神的杰作，创作杰作。
Because the heavens, it was a creation of God.
人有神有多伟大，我们看他所创造的就可以了解。
And how great is God? We will be able to understand how great He is by the creation.
那我们看到天，就看到太阳、星星、月亮。
And when we look up into the heavens, we see the sun, the moon, and the stars.
那这些存在都是。超过我们所能了解的。
And all these things, their existence is beyond our understanding.
比方说，我们看到的星星，它跟我们地球的距离是用光年来计算。
For example, the stars that we see, the distance of the stars to Earth are calculated by light years.
光一秒钟，地球可以绕七圈半。
And the speed of light is so fast. Within 1 second, light can travel up to 7 times around the world.
那光一年可以走多远，很难计算。
And it is hard to calculate how fast light travels in a year.
我们一辈子开车是开最快啊，开一辈子，光一年走的时间我们也开不到。
Even if we drive our fastest, we will never be able to reach the speed of light.
这个是我们看得到的星球。
And that is the stars that we can see with our physical eyes.
那有的星球是那个光还没有照到地球，还很远。
And there are some other stars whose light They're really far, so we do not see the lights.
所以这个宇宙有多大，不知道。
And so we do not know how big the universe is.
这个是神的杰作。
And that is the creation of the Lord.
所以说神将荣耀彰显于天。
And so God has set his glory above the heavens.
我们抬头来看天，那个就是在看神的荣耀。
And when we lift up our eyes to look into the heavens, we are looking at God's glory.
比方说，我们现在一直在开发新的能源。
Another example is that we are trying to develop new sources of energy.
核子能有它的危险。
There is danger in nuclear power.
然后用木炭来烧，会造成这个。温室效应，气温会升高。
And the carbon dioxide
coal,
or the coal, the power from coal produces a lot of carbon dioxide.
然后用汽油也会产生很多的二氧化碳。
And also, the power of gasoline also produces carbon dioxide.
所以现在很多的国家都在用太阳能。
And so many countries. They are trying to use solar power.
这是取之不尽，用之不竭的。
Because the solar power is unlimited.
神真的太伟大。
God is very great.
他赐给我们这些奇妙的创作让我们来赞美他的名。
He has given us all these miraculous creations so we can praise his name.
那神造月亮。
And God created the moon.
让我们晚上很亮。
So that we have light at night.
但不只是这样而已。
And not only that.
因为有月亮，所以才有引力，地心的引力。
Because of the moon, there is the gravity.
才有涨潮退潮。
And there is also the rising and lowering of tides.
海中才有海浪，才有氧气，鱼才会活。
And so that in turn produces oxygen in the ocean to make the animals alive.
所以你如果看我们自己在鱼缸里面养鱼，都要用一个小的马达一直打那个气，就是要让氧气跑进去。
And so if you have fish as pets, you can see that we need the little motor to pump air into the water to have oxygen in the water for the fish.
我们最近在看一些报道，大概加州一些海岸死了很多小鱼。
I was reading some reports recently, and along the California coast, there were a lot of little fish that died.
结果去研究就是因为那个海藻生太快，氧气用完了，鱼就死光了。
And after research, they realized it was because the seaweeds grew too fast, and then so they used up all the oxygen in the ocean, so the fish died.
但是你看海中里面多少鱼，用了几千年，我们现在还吃不完。
But if we were to think about it, how many fish are in the ocean? It's been thousands of years, and the oxygen is still there.
因为神挂一个月亮在那里，制造海浪，让这个氧气用不完。
And it is because God has designed the moon to hang in the sky to create tides to have oxygen in the ocean.
所以你将荣耀彰显一天。
And so God has set his glory above the heavens.
神太伟大。
God is indeed very great.
他的能力太伟大。
His power is very great.
圣经说他用全能的命令托住万有。
And the Bible also tells us that God has used his power to create the universe.
你看我们的软体要一直在换新。
If we look at our computers, the softwares are constantly changing.
那硬体也要换。
So is the hardware.
但是神用他的命令托住这个宇宙，这样一直循环多久了？
But God has used his word as power to hold, to hold this universe together, and that's been a long time.
但是这么久还继续在运转。
And all these time it's been working.
所以神真的是伟大。
And so, indeed, God is very great.
因此我们能够从心里面来赞美神，这个是人生很美妙的一件事情。
And so, if we can truly praise God from the bottom of our hearts, it's something that is very wonderful.
因为赞美会带给我们喜乐。
Because to praise God, it brings us joy.
我们竟然能够来敬拜这一位这么奇妙的神。
We are able to worship such wonderful and awesome God.
那神这么伟大，相对也在描写人是这么的渺小。
And because God is so great, in comparison, humans are very small.
所以我们来看先再来看第三第四节。
Let's read verse 4, Psalm 8.
说便说人算什么，你竟然顾念他；世人算什么，你竟然眷顾他。
Verse 4, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
这里讲人算什么。
Here it mentions, what is man?
那这个第四节是跟第三节并在一起比较的。
And if we compare verses 3 and 4 together.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained.
我们现在在看月球，月亮最亮的时候好像一个铜板这么大。
When we look at the moon now, the biggest size that we see are about the size of the coin.
那我们看那个太空人，他登到月球，从那边在照这个太阳，照我们地球，也像一个铜板这么大。
And when the astronauts landed on the moon, they look in towards Earth, and the Earth is about the size of a coin from the moon.
一个地球像铜板这样。
And if the Earth, seen from the moon, is about the size of a coin.
洛杉矶像一个针头。
Then Los Angeles is like the head of a needle.
这个很小。
And that is very tiny.
那这个里面住了几百万人。
But in the city, there are millions of people who live in it.
那这是离开地球最近的一个星球看下来。
And that is seeing from the perspective of the closest planet to Earth, which is the moon.
所以他说，我看到你陈设的月亮星宿，我说人算什么？
And so when I consider your heavens and the moons and the stars, then I think, what is man?
哦，所以有时候人会骄傲，就是人跟人一直在相比，人才会骄傲。
And sometimes men become very proud because all they see and compare themselves to are other men.
那人会骄傲，也表示他不认识神。
And a man can be very proud also because he does not know God.
那如果人认识神，人就会跟大卫有相同的感觉，啊，人算什么？
And if man knows God, then he will have the same feeling as David who wrote this psalm, What is man?
好，我们来看以赛亚书的41章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 41.
好，以赛亚书的41章。
Isaiah chapter 41.
四十章，以赛亚书四十。
Isaiah chapter 40.
15节。
Isaiah 40 verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales.
这里说，说万民像水桶的一滴。
This verse tells us that all the nations are as a drop in a bucket.
不是一个人，万民合起来像水桶的一滴。
It's not saying a man is as a drop in a bucket, but it says all the nations are as a drop in a bucket.
哦，又像天平上的微尘。
And they are counted as the small dust on the scales.
这天平啊，一边要放秤的东西，一边要放那个砝码。
To measure weights on a scale, on one side you put the things that you want to measure, and the other side you put weights.
那这个微尘就是太小了，你掉到秤的东西这边，或者掉到砝码上面，那个指针不会动的，起不了作用的。
And small dusts are so light that when you put them on the scales, nothing will move.
所以在整个宇宙的存在里面，我们像灰尘一样，起不了作用，太小了。
And so in the whole universe, we are so small, the nations are just like small dust on the scale.
所以人如果去否定神，这实在是人类最大的无知。
And so if men were to deny the existence of God, then that is the most ignorant thing of foolish, to be foolish of men.
不是神没有存在，是神存在大到你没有办法了解。
It is not that God does not exist, but God is so great that his existence is something that you cannot understand.
那这么渺小的人去否定这么伟大的神，这真的是无知。
And such tiny man is to deny the existence of such great God, that is indeed foolishness and ignorance.
我们看41章的第17节40章17节。
Let's also read Isaiah chapter 40 verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing.And they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless.
这里说万民在他的面前好像虚无，被他看成不及虚无，乃是虚空。英文叫 nothing， 那也就什么都没有。
This verse tells us that all the people or the nations before God, they are really nothing.
所以在神看起来，万民好像没有一样。
So from God's eyes, all the people in the world, they are counted as nothing.
那以赛亚书为什么要提到这一点?
And why did the book Isaiah mention this point?
因为以赛亚先知那个时代人跑去拜偶像。
Because during the time of Isaiah, people were worshipping idols.
那神就要借着这个先知启示给他们知道，哦，神真的是很伟大。
And so God wanted to reveal to the people through prophet Isaiah that God is indeed very great.
人真的很渺小。
And man is very small.
那这么伟大的神，你不拜跑去拜偶像。
And such great and awesome God you do not worship, but yet you go worship idols.
所以十八节。
So verse 18 it says,
你们究竟将谁比神，用什么形象与神比较呢？
To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him?
所以这个造偶像、拜偶像也是无知。
So to make idols and to worship idols, that in itself is ignorance.
说谁能够做什么神的形象跟这个神比较呢？
Because what will you make to be compared to God?
十九节。
Verse 19.
偶像是匠人所铸造的。
The workman molds an image.
如果在神看起来，人好像灰尘，好像没有一样。
And if from God's eyes, all the people are like dust, they're like nothing.
那这样的一个人能够造出神来吗？
And such a man make God?
哦，所以竟然人能够造出神，然后把他当神来拜，而忘记这么伟大的神。
But yet, man can build something to create a god and worship it.
所以这就证明说，拜偶像也在神看起来，也是真的是无知，讲起来是可怜的。
And so, from God's eyes, to make idols and to worship idols are indeed foolishness and ignorance from God's eyes.
我们再看22节。
Let's also read verse 22.
神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子展开诸天，如同可住的帐篷。
Verse 22, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers.
我们如果去德州，你发现，哇，这个房子2000 square feet 算小了。
If we were to move to Texas, we'll realize that a house whose square footage is 2,000 square footage is considered small.
有的3000, 有的4000.
There are houses that are 3,000 and 4,000 square footage.
一进到里面好像运动场一样。
And once you enter into the house, it feels like it's a gym.
但是22节说,
But verse 22 it says,
说神坐在地球大圈之上。
It says that God sits above the circle of the earth.
在地球上，好像好像是神的座位，他坐在那里。
The whole earth is just like God's seat. He sits above it.
诗篇说，他谦卑的观看世人。
And in Psalm, it tells us that God humbly looks down on the earth.
这么伟大的神，他其实根本不需要看人。
On such great and awesome God, he does not need to look at man.
哎，但是他的眼睛是在注视他所造的人。
But his eyes are watching over the man that he has created.
哦，所以啊，这里讲他铺张穹苍，好像幔子展开诸天，好像帐篷。
And so verse 22 also tells us that God stretches out the heavens like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to dwell in.
神真的是伟大。
God is indeed very great.
那现在这个第八篇，我们回到诗篇第八篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm 8.
那这个诗篇第八篇，它讲到人的微小。
And Psalm 8 mentions about the smallness of man.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
便说人算什么，你竟然顾念他；世人算什么，你竟然眷顾他。
Verse 4, it tells us, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
所以他用算什么这一句话，就是表示人不配。
And when this verse asks the question, what is man? It's telling us that man is not worthy.
人是不配神来看顾，不配神来眷顾。
Man is not worthy of the care and the watchfulness of God.
这个人的不配第一个就是因为人很微小。And, 我刚刚讲的好像没有一样。
And man is not worthy to cause God's attention. The first reason is because man is so small.
比方说现在人如果掉了一块钱有可能会捡。
For example, if we were to lose a dollar, we might pick it up.
掉了一毛钱，还是想一下要不要捡。
But if we were to lose a penny, we might think.
然后掉了一分钱。
Oh, 一毛。Oh, if we were to lose a dime, we might think whether we want to pick it up or not. And if we were to lose a penny,
我想这个人就不会想说车子停下来捡了。
I don't think most of us will want to stop and pick up a penny.
这已经没有价值了。
Because it's not very valuable.
你停下来，然后再开那个汽油，就超过一分钱了。
If you were to stop your car and pick up this penny and then drive the car again, that in itself, the action costs more than a penny.
所以人太微小了。
So man is indeed very, very small.
所以真的是算不了什么。
And it is, we are really nothing.
这不配神的看顾。
We are not worthy of God's attention and care.
那第二个，人不配神的看顾，不只是小而已，而是 我们人呢，从属灵上来讲，人堕落。
And another reason that man is not worthy of God's attention and care is because spiritually man has fallen.
如果钻石很小，你还是会花时间去找。
Because, for example, if you were to lose a very tiny diamond, you might still spend the time looking for it.
因为它很有价值。
Because diamond has its value.
但是人堕落以后。
However, after the fall of man,
就没有价值也不可爱。
Men have lost their value and men, they're no longer lovable.
我们看罗马书的第三章。
Let's read Romans chapter 3.
罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。这里告诉我们人都犯了罪。
Here it tells us that all men sinned.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是病。
Sin is a sickness.
我记得一个姐妹，她在见证，说她本来她跟她隔壁那个邻居很好，那自从她隔壁知道她生了癌症，过来都不跟她打招呼了，不理她了。
A sister once testified in saying that she used to be very good friends with her neighbor, but after her neighbor found out that she had cancer, the neighbor stopped talking to him. So for someone who is healthy and normal, they're afraid of getting sick. And when we have sin, we have illness, we have sickness.
所以主耶稣说，罪人才病。有病的才用得着医生。
And that's why Jesus said the parable or the statement that only the sick needs a physician.
那个病就是我们的罪。
And the sickness refers to our sin.
那罪又叫做债。
And sin is also like debts.
说免我们的债，那个债就是罪。
In the Lord's Prayer, when we ask God to forgive our debts, It's referring to our sin.
如果一个人欠人很多债，大家也很怕。
And if someone is carrying a load of debts, people are afraid of him.
所以这个人在神面前，第一个有病，第二个是欠债。
And so man to stand in front of God, God sees us as being sick and also having lots of debts.
那你如果在社会上看到一个人又有病又欠很多债，这个人怎么有人会理他呢？
And if we were to see a person in the world who is very sick and has lots of debts, would anyone pay attention to him?
不只是这样。
And not only that.
更进一步是人与神为敌啊。
All the more, men became enemies of God.
我们看第五章罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第十节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son.
这里说我们做仇敌的时候，我们是神的仇敌。
This verse tells us that we were enemies of God.
所以有时候我们呢，做人做事故意去得罪神，有时候知道有神也不尊重他。
And so sometimes when we purposely sin against God, or we know of a God, but we do not respect him or worship him.
我要犯罪的时候都不理神。
When we want to sin, we just put God aside.
我们要快乐的时候都不理神，不管那个快乐有没有罪。
When we want to have pleasures, we just put God aside. We don't care if the pleasure in itself has sin.
所以从这样加起来，人真的是不配。
And so from all the above things that we mentioned, man is indeed not worthy.
人的微小再加上人的堕落。
The smallness of man and also the fall of man.
但是诗篇我们再回来第八篇。
But if we turn back to Psalm 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalm 8.
第五节。
Psalm 8 verse 5.
你叫他比天使微小一点。并且视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor.
这个地方在讲神在顾念人，在看顾人，是怎么看顾法？
This verse tells us how God has paid attention to man.
说你比叫他比天使或者神微小一点。
God have made man a little lower than the angels.
所以在神的这个地球上的受造，人便是最尊贵，神是用他的形象造。
And so from out of all the creation in this world, man is the most honorable among all the creations. We were created according to the likeness of God.
所以人的身上有神的形象，有神的样式。
And so in man, there is the likeness or the image of God.
这是神对人的一个看顾。
And that is the care and the concern that God has over man.
那因为有神的形象，所以人虽然很渺小，但是在神看起来人很尊贵。
But and also because man has the image of God, even though we're very small, in God's eyes, we are honorable.
好像钻石小小的，但是很尊贵。
Just like diamonds, it can be very small and tiny, but it has its value and honor.
诗篇103篇说人的本质是什么？
And in Psalm 103, it tells us what is the essence of man.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
十四节。
Psalm 103, verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
He knows our frame, he remembers that we're dust.
人的本质只不过是尘土。
The essence of man is made of dust.
那人会变得很尊贵，就是因为这个尘土的里面放了神的形象，吹了一口神的气。
And the reason why man has become honorable is because within this dust of frame, God has breathed his breathing to us that we have the image and likeness of God.
所以人受造的尊贵不是这个肉体。
And so the creation of man, the honor of man is not the physical body.
受造的尊贵是肉体里面那个灵有神的形象。
The honor comes from the spirit within that has the likeness of God.
那受造的价值也不是在肉体。
And the value of a man and is not in the body.
是那个肉体里面那个灵魂有神的形象。
It is the soul within the body that has the image of God.
对人算什么？神竟然看顾我们，是给我们很尊贵、很荣耀的这个形象。
So what is man that God is mindful of us, that he has given us the image of God?
那人犯罪以后，
So after the fall of man,
我们就发现神对待天使跟神对待人就不一样。
We realize that God has a different treatment towards angels and towards man.
到底有什么不同？
And what is the difference?
因为我们看第希伯来书第二章。
If we turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
希伯来书的第二章。
Hebrews, chapter 2.
十四节。
Hebrews, chapter 4, Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 14.
这里说儿女自有同有血肉之体，他也照样成了血肉之体，要借着死败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
Verse 14, as much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
当魔鬼犯罪，神没有给他救恩。
When the devil sinned, God did not provide salvation.
但是当人犯罪，神预备了救恩。
But when man sinned, God has provided salvation.
所以我们就知道，在神的眼中，人是比天使更宝贵。
And so we can see from this point that, in the eyes of God, man is more honorable than angels.
所以他差遣，他的独生子主耶稣来。是为人死，不是为天使死。
And so,
不是为了犯罪的天使,
so when God sent his only begotten Son to the world to die for the sins of men and not for the angels.
所以在整个神所创造的宇宙里面, 神看为最宝贵的是人, 不是天使。
And so out of all of God's creation in this universe, God sees men as the most valuable creation and not angels.
所以当我们这样了解，我们就对神真的是满心的感谢。
And so when we have this understanding, we are filled with thanks in our hearts.
那因为他的救赎，所以我们身份就有改变。
It is because of God's salvation that we have a change in our status.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第二章第九节
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10 Who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy.
这里在讲我们在主耶稣里面蒙救赎以后身份的改变。
This passage tells us the change in our status after we have received the salvation from God.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen generation.
是有君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
His own special people.
第十节, 我们本来不算神的子民, 因为我们犯罪啊。
And verse 10 is said that we were once not a people of God because we have sinned.
那是因为蒙连续, 我们现在又做了神的子民了。
But because of God's mercy, we have become once again the people of God.
重新得到神是给我们那个尊贵的地位跟身份。
So we obtained this honor and this status from God.
所以我们想到我们一个很尊贵的人又堕落，堕落神又把我们救回来。
So when we think about how God created man to be honorable and man fell and fall short of God, and God has once again saved man to become honorable.
那想到人的本质是这么的卑微, 人的本质是这么没有价值。
And when we think about how the value or the essence of man is really worthless,
那我们能够说什么? 我们只能够说, 神真的是很爱我们。
We do not have much to say, but realize that God indeed loves us very much.
好，我们再回来看第八章。
Let's turn back to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八章。
Psalm 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你派他管理你手中所造的，是万物，就是一切的牛羊、野兽的空中、海鸟的鱼，凡惊醒海盗都伏在他的脚下。
Verses 6 to 8.
这里讲哈， 神在所有创造当中啊， 他让我们来管理这个世界。
This passage tells us that out of the creation of God, he has made man to have dominion over the works of his hands.
大象比人有力量。
Elephants have more strength than men.
但是我们常常看小孩子牵着大象在走。
But then we'll see little kids leading the elephants.
老虎比人厉害。
And tigers are more fierce than men.
但是人把它关到动物园, 让大家来观赏。
But man is able to put tigers in the zoo for us to see.
为什么人能够这样做?
And why is it that men are able to do things like this?
因为神造人的时候已经派他管理他所造的这个地上了。
It is because when God created man, he has set man as dominion over all the other works of his hands.
所以神对人实在是太好。
And so God is very nice to man.
所以第九节。
Verse 9.
说主我们的神, 你的名在全地何其美。
O Lord, our Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
所以大卫在做这篇诗到最后就是要歌颂神的名。
And so in the end, after David has written the psalm, he wanted to praise the name of the Lord.
神的名何其美。
How excellent is God's name.
不只彰显于天。
Not only is it not only is God's glory in the heavens,
啊, 神的名, 那个美, 那个荣耀已彰显于在我们身上,
the beauty and the excellence of God's name and its glory is also manifested in us.
因为他救赎我们,
because God has saved us and he has changed us.
啊, 他提升了我们,
and he has lifted us up.
在他面前变成很宝贵,
so we have become very valuable in the eyes of God.
所以这我们要一生一世来
And so we should worship God's name all our life.
荣耀神的名,
and we need to glorify His name.
因为这实在是神的恩典, 人配不得的,
because it is indeed the mercy of God. Man is not worthy.
好, 我们来唱诗,
Let's sing hymn
232.
232.